Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at will.uiuc.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 in Kansas City. December wheat opened at 4:80, down 3.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 403, down 1 on the open. December, 420.5, down 1.5. March, 438, down 3 quarters. July, 450.5, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open. September corn opened at 229, down a quarter on the open. December, 243.5, down 3 quarters. March, 259, unchanged. May, 268.25, down a quarter. July, 277, down a half. September, 282.25, down 1.5. Red line, December, 293.25, down 3 quarters on the open. December oats opened at 196.5, up 3 quarters on the open. September soybeans open at 544, up 2.75 on the open. November, 556.5, up 2.25. January, 569, up 1.75. March, 581, up 3.5. May, 592, up 1.75. July, 602, up 2.25 on the open. September soybean meal open at 161.80, up 1.50 on the open. October, 162.30, up 90. September soybean oil opened at 24.52, down 2 on the open. October, 24.68, unchanged. At the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, September feeders open at 117.95, up 27.5 on the open. October, 118.30, up 35. November, 118.40, up 52.5 on the open. October live cattle opened at 94.65, up 12.5 on the open. December, 93.87.5, up 2.5. February, 92.85, unchanged. October lean hogs opened at 68.07.5, unchanged on the open. December, 65.20, down 25. February, 65.30, down 30. April, 64.50, down 27.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 93.17.5, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services. He is located in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, last week we had some pretty friendly priced numbers from FC Stone and Allendale. And this morning we get some numbers from Informa not quite as friendly. They put the corn crop at 11.068 billion bushels, a yield of 153.5. Of course, the August USDA estimate, 152.2. We also see crop progress improved by 2 percentage points across the corn belt this morning. What is the trade thinking about all this? And can we now fill the gap that was left over in that August report ahead of next September's numbers?
An ag resource came out this morning at 150.9 bushels per acre average. And I looked through the Informa Group's numbers by state, and I did notice the Illinois crop was basically a bushel to the acre smaller. They raised it, of course, in Indiana and also in Iowa and Minnesota. I guess I lean a little bit to the side of the equation in which I do think the crop is smaller. I did notice in AgriNews that Purdue University shows that more than 40% of the final yield is made up from the dent to the black layer stage. And, of course, the stress at this stage will not cause kernel abortion, but rather reduction in kernel size. And one of the things that we do feel, and the Pro Farmer Crop Tour did indicate, and our sources indicate, that the crop was more mature than it was a year ago. The market is trading lower at this time, and it's a pause before the big report, the USDA report next week. As we say, Informa is larger, and we are looking at a smaller Chinese crop, a corn crop, and they are looking at a smaller wheat production out of Australia that more or less counteract the bigger U.S. crop in their mind.
Let's talk a little bit more about this report next week on the 12th. It should be a report, it seems to me, Paul, that will look more like an October report, given the fact that you mentioned that we're at least 2 weeks and maybe 3 weeks ahead of schedule in terms of toward the harvest. And if that be the case, then you would look at more of a tweakage in my mindset than something big.
Yeah, a couple things that in my mind is I think that definitely the transportation industry is better off this year and the year before. Last year, of course, we had the hurricane problem. That's A. And B, we know that there's more commercial grain storage in the U.S., more ethanol grain storage, and of course the farmers have spent a ton of money as well on grain storage. There's this big carry in the market. In other words, it's profitable, very profitable, to buy corn and carry it in the next year. And then also we're leapfrogging demand. There's talk that we've underestimated export demand. Near term, we are going to increase demand next year. Ethanol is going to even leapfrog exports as far as demand is concerned. It's common knowledge we need to increase corn acres 4 to 5 million acres next year, and that's a job in itself to do. So we do have a big laundry list of demand, and we have to get it with additional production of corn acres. So the market is going to, at some point in time, leap forward and make some very important decisions. And, of course, one of those decisions is what is the actual production in the U.S. as far as U.S. corn is concerned.
With all those bullish fundamentals that you mentioned, is the cash low, at least in the short term, in place?
You know, my hunch is that the verdict is still out. If the crop comes in smaller on this one, the corn basis is going to improve, the futures will improve, and we will see a very different tone in the marketplace. Now, granted, we do have a bigger carry, a fairly large carryover and a fairly large corn crop to handle, but the market has a tremendous ability to look forward, and that's what we're going to see. The farmer will be a very strong holder. We saw that evidence the last 2 years when the crops were surprises. The farmer stood tall and put the crop away, and we all know that that's the economic point of view. We do also know that the farmer has been a very aggressive seller of new corn and new beans ahead of this, so there is some degree of readiness in the marketplace. I don't notice or I'm not getting a lot of phone calls for people that I'm caught on this or I don't have a place to do it. Most people have a program, an idea, and it's going to be one of the bigger but easiest crops to put away in modern times.
Turn our attention to the soybeans. Informa's estimate this morning, 3.108 billion bushels, a yield of 42.0. Of course, that number from USDA in August, nobody believed at 39.6. Is it as big, though, as 42?
Well, it wouldn't be surprising to me if it's bigger. You know, the pod counts are just unbelievable. This type of season, the pods showed up, and we did get the rainfall in August. All of it adds up to some very big yields. But at the same time, we know that the South American producers losing 40 to 50 cents a bushel on his soybeans. We know that the Chinese demand seems to be improving. We know that the farmer does put soybeans away below the 540 area. We didn't run out of storage the last 2 years on bean storage. bean crop will be put away, and we will see better times in bean prices. Soy diesel is a factor, and also exports is another factor. And we probably will cut the bean acres down a year from now. So the market can adjust to all these things very quickly and carefully. The big question mark is are we above the FC stone numbers, and only time will tell. Our private meteorologist that we have the most confidence in doesn't see any frost-freeze conditions, at least till out to September the 15th time area. And, of course, that's good news for the northern soybean crop.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a nice day.
Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Lead option, September wheat at the Board of Trade, 404 unchanged. September corn, 227.5, down 1.25. September beans, 544.75, up 3.5. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.